My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, if you want to know how to spell hypocrite, it is W-I-G-G-Y, because he's off to the vineyard. The man has spent the entire 5 years that we've worked together protesting the islands and those who go to them, and suddenly City Wiggy is off to the vineyard.
Yeah?
I will say it's been more of an anti-Nantucket vibe.
Okay, it's the same thing.
No, I get it.
It's the same thing.
People tell me with the vineyard, they say it's a different feel for what I like versus Nantucket.
Okay.
So I'm like, was like, why would I go to Martha's Vineyard? I was one who...
You included both of them.
Yeah, I was throwing shots.
Used to make fun of everybody. Yeah. You've thrown a lot of shots in my direction.
Yeah.
I've resisted getting physical.
Thank you very much,
but
please.
This is Wilson from the Vineyard, listening this morning on the Vineyard. Hello, Wilson.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, so, Wiggy, we're looking forward to having you. Wanted to let you know that when you jump off the bridge, you can see if the current's ripping. So, if it's black tide, if it's not moving, you're good, man. You should jump off that bridge.
It's not.
And
that...
when you go to Donovan's for a frozen drink, you get a Bushwhacker instead of a dirty banana. They're much better. More booze, more bang for your buck.
All right,
have a good one, guys.
All right, Donovan's Reef, that's where you get off the boat. It's not near the airport, so
okay.
I was confused.
It's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
Vineyard, not my cup of tea.
Huh? I was up Hampton.
Not exclusive enough.
It's nothing to do with that.
Of course
you think
it is.
I was a Hampton Beach guy.
I've been going to Nantucket nearly all my life. That's my choice of the two. But you will enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I think you're going to run by the home of the palatial estate of our friend Ernie.
EBJ said hit him up.
Did he say come by?
Just said hit him up. So I'm not.
If he didn't say come by, I wouldn't go by.
No, I'm not gonna go by. I'm just gonna shoot the text like, yo, I'm in the area, bro.
He's probably gonna say, great. I hope you enjoy the vineyard.
I would say I appreciate it, man. You know,
I mean, how do you decide if you're invited to go to somebody's estate? Like, do they have to give the official invitation, or do you just say, Ernie, hey, I'm on the vineyard. Where are you?
Make me more stressed is what's the thing that you would bring Ernie, right?
Oh, he like brought a housewarming gift or
right,
something.
Right, so he famously got you a $3,000 bottle of wine for the 5-year anniversary show.
I'd bring him some Blackberry Crown Royal. And if I get a text message that says, hey, I'm at the house. Pull up.
You're gonna pull up.
Then that lets me know. Okay, I can go over there. But I'm not just doing the popping.
All right. Coming up next hour, Jelani Tavai. After preseason game number 2 for the Patriots last night, so we'll talk to Jelani at 9:30. Right now, the rest of the news with Shyam because Courtney is off today.
Well, Greg, a Bethesda, Maryland-based investor has found himself locked in a bitter standoff with none other than Kevin Spacey, who allegedly refuses to vacate his luxurious Baltimore home after losing it in a foreclosure auction for $3.24 million.
So Kevin Spacey is broke.
Correct.
Hasn't really been able to work since the, what was that fantastic series?
House of Cards.
House of Cards. Wiggy, did you watch House of Cards?
No.
Did you shine?
I watched the first season.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
So how could you not watch after the first season?
I don't know, Greg. I had other things. I was like in college when it came out. Like it was like quite a while ago.
Maybe the third or fourth season was not that great, but other than that, great series. But anyway, so he's broke, he's out of money, and his home has been foreclosed on and he won't leave.
Correct.
So he's like a squatter.
Correct.
Yeah.
The investor who bought it, Sam Asghari, claims that right now he's refusing to leave. He's asking for 6 months to leave the property without paying anything. Asghari added that Spacey's refusals to leave has forced him into negotiations with the actor's lawyer. However, the lawyer or the attorney claims the accusations are false. So deny.
Yeah. All right.
Greg, a Minnesota woman ran over her boyfriend on their way to couples therapy.
Oh, boy.
I hate to laugh, but I mean, again, why are you going in the same vehicle? I mean, it's never going to work.
Well,
unless you have the couples therapist in the vehicle with you, it's probably an issue getting there.
Right. Even puts more lives at risk.
Did he die? Did the man die? He did not.
He's okay. A 30-year-old Minnesota woman, Veronica Gast, is facing assault charges for hitting her boyfriend with her car. They've been fighting all day. They get in the car to head to couples therapy. They're fighting even more, and he officially just breaks up with her. He's like, I'm done with this. Mm. We're done. It's over. She says, you know what? Fine. Get the hell out of my car. Stops in the middle of the road, says, get out of my car. He obliges. As he gets out of the car, he claims that they locked eyes. She floored it and drilled him, launching him into the air and landing him on the windshield. She claims he punched the windshield in anger, but she is facing assault charges.
I don't feel like this marriage can be saved.
No.
Needless to say, they are no longer together.
Oh, okay. Bummer. All right.
Let her pull off before you walk in front of it or behind it.
Breakdancing pioneer Crazy Legs of New York City is calling for an investigation into Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wiggy?
I agree with him because the fact that Australia put somebody out to breakdance like that is just a travesty to the whole competition of breakdancers and all the B-boy and B-girls out there.
It's an affront to breakdancers everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, can you imagine if somebody put out, a sprinter in the 100 meters a country and the person was was like, yeah, super
so
slow.
So Crazy Legs wants an investigation.
Correct. He claims that the Ray Gunn should have been better vetted by officials before making a laughingstock of the sport as it debuted on the world stage. There should be an investigation into why the World Dance Sport Federation allowed this to happen, Cologne told the Post.
Well, apparently they had to pay their own way there. And Ray Gunn was the only quote unquote breakdancer who had the money to pay for herself to go.
Wow.
The legit breakdancers couldn't even get into the competition.
Yeah. It's an absolute shame for the breakdancing community for them to be on the world stage. And this is the only thing that we're talking about.
In a way, though, it brought so much attention to it.
But it's bad attention.
Attention is
I know,
bad.
Is it? I
well, mean, 2028, how are we going to be like, where's Ray Gunn?
Right.
See how bad.
But she's got 4 years to get better. Like, she could
maybe she should be a judge at the next Olympics.
She could probably perfect at least one legit move in 4 years, I would say.
First thing you type in Australia onto Google, it's only breakdancing that comes up. It's the only story in the entire country.
She embarrassed the entire country.
Oh, without
Australia, Ray Gunn.
What a shame. Yeah.
Now she wants to be left alone. She went on her Instagram yesterday and said that she's tired of people making fun of her. And
I bet she does.
All right, what else? Anything else?
Greg. A woman is upset because she was banned from an American Airlines flight for a sex incident she claims never happened.
What?
This lady walks up to the American Airlines counter and in a horror finds out she's been banned from the flight because she allegedly joined the Mile High Club with a dude on her previous flight.
Okay.
She claims it didn't happen. We can hear from 24-year-old Erin Wright on her TikTok video.
I went to check into my flight on my phone and it didn't work. So when I got to the airport, I went to the kiosk and it also errored. I just went to the help desk and it errors for them too. And they're like, let us call someone and get it fixed. They get off the phone and she's like, I've actually been banned from flying American Airlines. And I was like, what did I get banned for? She was like, it's an issue of internal security. I can't tell you. I then finally get an email from corporate security telling me that I have been banned because I was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated. Well, let me tell you, I am a 24-year-old lesbian. Finally hear back from corporate security. I get a call being like, hey, we've reviewed your case, so we're going to take you off the no-fly list. So I ended up on the American Airlines no-fly list by accident, and I'm now out $1,000.
Mm. Wow. How did they confuse her with whoever was joining the Mile High Club?
That is very strange.
And who knew that that was the no-fly list, that would get be banned from flying if you joined exclusive club?
Yeah. No, I'm not really. The Mile High Club doesn't really
excite you?
Nah, the bathrooms are too small. I mean, I could barely fit in there by myself.
Well, you don't like going on planes.
Yeah.
You're afraid of water and afraid of planes.
Yeah. So, the only way I would join the Mile High Club is if I was on, like, when we flew down to the Atlanta Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
And we were on
the jet.
Yeah, and we were on a jet. Like,
spacious bathroom.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go in the bathroom. I would just do it right there out in the, seating area.
Well, I think in that particular trip, certainly Dale would have objected. I was on that trip with you guys.
Was very comfortable.
Worked for WAF at the time, not for WAF.
Dale here.
May have been beginning negotiations.
maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, the bathrooms are too small.
Yeah.
No way. I mean, would you do it?
Well, what about you have a prime opportunity this weekend because there is a nude beach on the Vineyard.
Is there?
Yes.
Does that remove the...
Fill me in a little bit more about this nude beach.
Well, I need a Vineyard resident to give you... I'm sure somebody's listening there now.
All right.
Who can tell you how to get there. But
all right.
That is famously, I believe, Curtis, where the legendary attorney Alan Dershowitz would go nude on the beach.
That is correct. I don't know. It's been renamed, so I don't want to say the wrong one. Right. But Alan Dershowitz lives on the Vineyard and has been completely ostracized by everybody there.
Okay.
Because he said that Donald Trump shouldn't have been impeached.
All right.
Larry David saw him in a market and ignored him completely.
All right.
So maybe he'll be free tomorrow night.
Well, I don't really care. Just let me know where the nude beach is.
Yeah, well, you don't want to go to the one Dershowitz goes to because you can't unsee that.
All right. Well, you know. I just enjoy the breeze of the ocean water running through, you know, my body.
Yes, I got it.
Yep.
Yeah. Came into this world nude, I guess, you know.
No, right. You're gonna leave
right.
You know, Wi-Fi access.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
I'm friends with your boy Leon. First off, you should have been going to the Cape years ago because on 4th of July they had DJs on the beach. It was like Freak Fest, like down in Georgia when you were down there.
Freakneek. Yep. Yeah.
That's a party over there.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're gonna have an unbelievable weekend. I am worried about you making it back for Monday, though.
Yeah, I do think that's going to be a sneaky flex
because the surf
right Ernesto
from Ernesto is going to be the swells are going to be like they're talking what 10-12 foot swells on Sunday.
Yeah, so the actual hurricane force winds will be in and around Bermuda and north of there, but the waves as a result will be impacting the entire Northeast. So you're looking at maybe 10-14 foot swells.
Jesus,
which is not a fun time there. So I'll look into that.
Just has me thinking about the movie with Wahlberg and Clooney in it. Where there's giant waves.
Perfect storm.
Yeah, I don't want to be out in the middle of the ocean and then they have some, statue that they have me on the Vineyard. The one time I went and I get swept away out to the water.
What are you going to do if you can't take the ferry back? You might have to fly back.
No, I'm not getting on no puddle jumping.
You're leaving today at 2:30?
I'll call in.
4-5 foot waves are not fun.
I mean, is that 4-5 today?
Yep, and then you're looking Sunday, you're leaving what time?
Sunday, like 12:30.
This says 7 foot plus.
Boy.
Choppy.
Oh, boy.
Nah.
That thing is going to be rolling up the swell and then diving down on the other side of the swell.
Hell no.
Oof.
I do not like that. That's the last way I want to go. And giant waves.
Boy. Well, I have to say, though, like, if something were to happen, you would probably be the pull-out person from the boat. Like, it would suck to go on a boat and have someone more famous than you to get the highlights.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like...
Oh, you think that the Coast Guard, if they have to do the helicopter rescue, they would pull him up first?
Of course. I mean, New England needs Wiggy.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, women and children after him.
First things first, as soon as I get on the boat, give me a life jacket.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to do that, and somebody's going to say, we need another winch.
Just keep me afloat, man. Keep me afloat until somebody can come get me. That's all I just, you know, keep me afloat. And if they got to get a second winch, then do what they need to do.
All right.
Well done, Shine.
I'll get some document of the swells.
You'll get some video. You're not going to go outside. You're probably going to stay inside on the ferry.
But you get more sick inside.
If you had nuts, you'd go outside in the back of the ferry and ride it out, but perfect.
Do you get sicker inside and outside?
That's been my experience. I mean, I've been lucky. I don't get seasick.
I don't either.
But
do you get seasick?
I was seasick when we went to the.
Oh my God! You're going to be huffing and puffing like you were in the video.
Oh my God!
On the Outer Limits boat
at the Tipsy Seagull.
Yeah.
Right.
They tell me to look out far away.
I mean, you're looking at boat. You're 6 feet. What, four?
Like 6'3".
6'3". So you're looking at waves taller than you.
Oh no!
The entire trip.
No. Hell no.
That is not fun.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Now listen, we might just be spending the weekend in New Bedford.
Right.
Texter wants to know, where are you going to put your phone when you go to the nude beach? That's always an important question.
I just keep it in my hand, or I leave it on the towel.
You going to wear a fanny pack?
No.
Just a fanny pack?
I leave it on the towel, and I don't go too far where I'm always in good eyesight of my stuff and in chasing distance if I have to chase somebody down who tries to steal it.
Right.
But, yeah, I won't go too far from the nude beach.
Yeah.
Just let me know where it is.
You know who the most popular guy at the nude beach is?
Who's that?
The guy who can carry 2 cups of coffee and 12 donuts. All right.
I will definitely go.
We believe you.
Yeah.
But doesn't that remove some of the luster if you're having sex on a beach that's already nude?
Like, yeah, but I'm not going there to see people nude. I just like the
freedom.
The freedom and breeze of a beautiful summer day.
Right.
And just, you know.
Right.
The ocean, is not better than ocean breeze.
Right.
Just
right, the ocean breeze
wafting through. You
give you give new meaning to Airbnb. Is what? All right, let's get to what is trending.
I get that.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots dropped their second preseason game to the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 14-13. Jacoby Brissett started the game going 3 of 7 for 17 yards and an interception. Drake May came in, went 6 of 11 for 47 yards, added a rushing touchdown in there. One more preseason tilt left for the Pats against the Commanders a week from Sunday. The Red Sox lose another as they drop this one to the Orioles, 5-1. Nick Pivetta gets the loss here, allowing 3 runs in 5 innings, striking out 6. We can hear from Alex Cora talking about Nick Pivetta's outing as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It was good. Breaking ball to Henderson, put a good swing on it, then to Mullins, did the same thing. I think stuff-wise was really good. Gave us 5, and it was a good night for him.
Sox and Orioles, hurry-in epic offers are going fast at the Nissan Thrill of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Sox and Orioles go again tonight in Baltimore. First pitch 7:10 with Cooper Criswell on the mound for your Boston Red Sox opposite Corbin Burns. You can hang out with John Lyons at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program Thursday for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Scheimer. 66 right now, partly cloudy skies, afternoon highs in the high 70s.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
One for Wiggy and his trip to the vineyard. Can you let it breathe? I'm for once in the Twitch chat, they're saying let it breathe. Please let it breathe. It's a Friday.
On ears. I think it's let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
All right, well, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins, mm-hmm. off to the vineyard. I may come and meet you.
I thought you loved the Isley Brothers version, but I like
we
that
could, one. Oh, there's an Isley? I don't know the Isley Brothers. Uh-huh. We could do that later.
Okay.
I may come meet you Saturday, me and DMs.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I got to go. I get to host this amazing auction tonight for the Monomoy Shootout in Chatham.
Is that like a gun thing? Shootout?
No, it's like a fishing derby
thing. Oh, okay.
They're out there now. Hello to all those guys who are out fishing right now. And last year, I think we raised over 600 grand.
Wow.
We'll see if we can do more tonight. Mm-hmm. But then, weekend wide open. Yeah. So maybe we'll
jump on one of them Outer Limit speedboats.
I'll see if I can get my buddy Wade. It's always great to have a friend with a boat.
Yeah.
You don't want to have the boat yourself.
No.
So I will see if we can make our way over, and we'll have some dirty bananas.
Yes.
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I want to touch up on Shine's lead about Drake May. Now he thinks like, hey, Shine, have you not heard what's been going on with the training? Like 2 days ago, that Tuesday practice when they practiced the Eagles, you know, this guy's been looking terrible all through training camp, right? And you do know that he played 85% of those guys that he played against last night are not even going to be playing football, buddy. So for you to be all up in arms and all gung-ho about Drake May playing against second and third stringers.
Joe, you brought up Tuesday.
This kid's got a lot to learn, my friend.
Joe, you brought up Tuesday in particular. Do you know how he played on Tuesday against the Eagles in the practice?
All I can go by sports reporters who I follow every day that is there every single second of the day, and that's what they're saying.
Yes, on Tuesday in that practice, he went 9 of 9 to start practice.
Because I listen,
and then got sacked 5 of his 10 dropbacks after that.
I mean, look, I don't understand how you can.
I don't know how he played that.
Never mind camp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can look at the way the guy performed last night.
Right.
And not believe that he ought to be the starter week one. There's no difference between he and Jacoby Brissett.
No.
Other than the fact that you spent the number 3 pick on the guy. He's got to be your future. And unless there's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there are people who still say the intent is to tank it this season. And that's
why
it's
still happen. But I find it so frustrating when the people that call this show say the obvious. We all know it wasn't the Eagles starting defense.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Eagles starting defense that played against Jacoby Brissett. And I would say Brissett having David Andrews at center, having starting linemen next to him, as opposed to Drake May, made Drake May's success more impressive than anything Brissett would have done. So I guess it's pretty simple. We don't believe the Patriots are a playoff team, correct?
No.
So the only way they become a playoff team is if Drake May improves. So Drake May watching Jacoby Brissett throw an interception on 3rd and goal helps him how?
It doesn't.
So then, okay, let's see Drake May. He'll probably miss a couple games. He'll get dinged up from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're building something. What else are you building with Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know. And the question that, like, this, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. Because if you take the Washington Commanders, they had the number 2 overall pick. Marcus Mariota is the backup there. He's probably a better player than Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
Why are we even having the conversation of, like, no other team is doing it. No other team. Chicago's not doing it. Caleb Williams. I just brought up Jaden Daniels in Washington. Before J.J. McCarthy got hurt, we weren't talking about it. We're not talking about it with Bo Nix and Jarrett Stidham in Denver. Why is it that we in New England are talking about Drake May backing up Jacoby Brissett?
Kenny Pickett looked better than Jacoby Brissett did.
Right. But
I like him because he has small hands. I mean, we have that in common. But he looks better. I'd rather have him than Jacoby Brissett.
But even if Drake May doesn't look good, it should be all the 80, 90% of the reps are going to him. And even if we're sitting here and watching practice from day one when training camp started, it should be like, what does Drake May got to do to get better? He made this mistake. He made that mistake. Like, it should be. We should be watching him. So even if you don't think he's good, or Joe saying that, you know, the reports that he's struggling down there, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it because that's the quarterback that we're all hoping and praying on is the guy that can turn this franchise around. And if we're getting the reps, at least we get to see him. And if he's not good, then we reevaluate where we are in 2 to 3 years.
He has no real legit, neither of them do, no real legit
playmakers.
Weapon, you know, you see some progress when it comes to Pop Douglas. We were talking earlier about Javon Baker. He made a great catch. But it's like, it is what it is down there, and you might as well start him.
Right.
Well, look, think back to the 90s, right? Because it feels like the Patriots are back in 93. You have Bledsoe, you have a new coach,
yep,
and you're trying to build something from literally the ground floor.
I brought that up with Charlie Weiss.
And so that year, the final, I think Bledsoe won the final four games. There was there was something to hold and grab onto as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that despite the fact that the team wasn't contending, that you had a quarterback that was going to be able to drag you out of the abyss. We don't know what Drake May will be. I hope Shime's right. We all do. But at least you'll have something to build toward. What I'm still waiting. What does Jacoby Brissett build you toward?
Nothing. He don't build you towards anything. The question becomes, it's, you know, with Drake May, even if he's bad his rookie year, what we then hope or we then evaluate, okay, how does he look in his second year? Maybe you'll put a better offensive line around him. Maybe you put some better weapons around him. We can now start looking and going, okay, let's give him his second year, and if he stinks again, now it's time to say, do we go in a different direction?
Right. But then at least you know that he isn't the guy.
Right.
So at least if you do the approach that Burt Breer, I guess, said, I didn't see the report, I'm just taking the caller at his word. So Burt Breer says they're going to bench him the whole year.
That was the intention, was to sit him the entire year.
Okay. So my intention was to go to Harvard. I didn't exactly land there. So Drake May sits the whole year.
Yep.
Then next year, mm-hmm, let's say week 13, the Patriots are, you know, 3-10.
Yep.
And he stinks.
Right.
So then you're going to wait and then draft your quarterback in two drafts, starting right back where you are now, as
right,
opposed to playing him this year. And if he sucks, if he's Rosen, then you draft another quarterback.
Oh, here's a great text, a 401 text from a Rhode Island listener, and thank you to everybody who listens to this show on our Providence station. I still can't get over the fact that you invest that kind of draft capital in a quarterback and you do nothing, literally nothing, to put any kind of an offensive line in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. I mean, that is the issue.
Yeah.
You got guys out there who resemble the bumper brush in a car wash.
Yeah, but you can cobble together an offensive line.
When was the last time you drove your car through a car wash?
I mean, I like a good car wash.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, you're just kind of gliding right by the bumper brush. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just kind of touches you a little bit. And I last night, they couldn't even run the ball to the right side.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have your struggles. The thing, Greg, it's not, for me, it's not so much about your struggling offensive line. It's, for me, it's more about him learning on the job, and let's see if the learning on the job either helps him get better next year, or it starts for us to say, okay, as we watch him next year, maybe the Patriots swung and missed, and this isn't the right guy. And
I hate to do it to you, but Eternity 21,
mm-hmm,
in the Twitch chat says, you don't know ball.
No?
Anyone saying play him doesn't know ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know ball. Yeah, I would say if you think Jacoby Brissett should start in the NFL, you don't know ball.
Right. So
you can see it from last night's offense. Purely from a football perspective, Drake May creates so many more opportunities on offense than Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is one-dimensional. It's run the football or five-step, seven-step drop, and the ball is coming out. With Drake May, there's read option, there's scrambles, there's designed runs, there's deep balls, there's play action. It opens up the entire playbook. It's totally different.
People are saying on the Twitch chat, the comp on starting him with this offensive line is David Carr, where he's going to get killed.
Expansion franchise.
And I want that person to tell me two things about that season, because everybody just regurgitates that because other people have said it.
That was also 24 years ago?
Right.
Well, if I don't know ball, you know who else doesn't know ball because they said you should be playing a young quarterback, he should be getting his reps, is
Matty Ice.
Not only Matty Ice, Billy O said it the same thing.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said that on this show this week.
Right. And Bill Belichick said, you know what, you give a young quarterback, you give him as many reps and see what he looks like.
Yeah, this is Tristan in the car. Hey, Tristan, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the guy reps when it's time. It's preseason. This is when we got to see him. I mean, last night, 6-for-11 for 47 yards. My advanced stats, I mean, the Javon Baker drop was crazy. So that's another 50 yards. Then the roughing the passer, that's 20 more yards. I had Drake May at 8 for 12 for 120 yards. No touchdowns, but the rush was good. And the line, but he's a mobile quarterback. So just like that guy said, you guys don't know ball.
All right.
I mean, he's going to take his lumps. I mean, that's what, rookie quarterbacks on a bad team do. They take their lumps, and it's really about you playing Drake May is not about this year. It's about next year and giving him that on-the-job knowledge to see if it helps him next year. That's all this year is for Drake May.
And it's a way that this year, in a way, is also a weighted bat because the hope is Drake May this year will struggle with everybody else.
Yeah.
But next year, the position will be easier because he'll have more time. Hopefully, they'll get better linemen. They'll get better weapons, and he'll continue to grow with the roster.
Well, Gerard Mayo said post-game that Drake May can win this spot.
For me, we always talk about competition, and that's at all spots. So even if Drake, you know, beats out Jacoby, I mean, he earned that role. And we don't really take that into consideration when he's ready to go. And if he's better than Jacoby, then he'll play. He'll start.
So okay. Sounds like somebody's capping, either Albert Breer or Mayo.
Well, I can't wait to ask Gerard Mayo about this on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Me either.
He will be on here at 8 on Monday morning on the first Patriots Monday of this season. So,
and it would be interesting if we kind of, you know, great questioning somehow can slip in the Breer where they already kind of saying he's going to sit.
Well, you could say there are reports that, that you've already settled on that, but I think you bring up what Matt Ryan said, you bring up what Bill O'Brien said. I think we'll have the opportunity to do all of that.
Right.
Very open guy, Gerard Mayo.
That he is.
We'll see if he's changed at all when it comes to being open.
I mean, we're at the point where you would announce one. I mean, next week you're getting ready. The last preseason game is just a dress rehearsal. Yeah. I mean, not really a dress rehearsal. I'm sorry, it's just like a nothing.
All right, well, preseason game number 2 is in the books, as they say, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Drake, much has been said about you only got one series last week. How much are you looking forward to breaking down at least 2 quarters of game tape going forward?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think, you know, definitely some things I can clean up. You know, had some good things, had some bad plays. I said the drop snaps, you know, inexcusable for me. And other than that, probably just sometimes I feel like I'm scrambling when I can probably sit in there and hang on and try to make a throw. So definitely a lot of things to learn from. Good to get out there and, like I said, get some tape to learn from. But other than that, you know, I thought the guys fought. I think we played hard. You know, you can look at a lot of things, but you know, one thing you can't question is our effort, and that it really starts it all.
Drake May says he had some good plays and some bad plays.
Uh-huh.
Some that he would like to get a makeover on, Wiggy, I guess, but that's always the way it is.
And the great thing about, it's like I tell my kids, the great thing about football, and the same thing I would tell Drake May, is guess what? You have now another day to be able to learn from those mistakes and go out there and work on those things and get better. And he even said it himself. Learn from it, go from there. You can't do that if you're sitting behind holding a clipboard.
Right, watching somebody you're better than.
This is Tom from Connecticut. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How we doing, Greg? Love the show.
Thank you.
I'd like you guys to shed some light for me. Is this all on Wolf, Kraft, or the cap situation? Because I'm just south of Springfield, and I also watch the Giants. And I look at their situation where the knock on Daniel Jones was always, he doesn't have an offensive line. He spent most of his time on the injured list, granted, but he did take them to the playoffs once. They went ahead and got Illuminor from the Raiders and Runyon from the Packers to shore up their offensive line. So things are looking up for that side of the fence. What's your opinion on it?
Well, it's not the cap. It's the desire not to spend, and it's the fact that they're paying $30 million for Bill Belichick to do nothing. That's all part of the package here. That Robert Kraft, like John Henry, did not think this was a team worthy of a massive investment, either in draft capital or in free agent spending.
But how do you explain the willingness to trade and make Brandon Ayuk one of the highest paid wide receivers?
It's sort of like when I go to dinner with my dad and I take my hand into my wallet and I bring out my card, I know he's not going to let me pay.
All right, so you don't believe that?
See,
was real.
I don't buy that. I think Robert Kraft was willing to spend.
Why wait until now? Why not do it when free agency was going on?
I mean, I guess it was.
They don't have a tackle, Greg.
Yeah.
Left or right.
But is there intent to get one in the draft next season and think that they're going to end up, you know, once again with a top five pick? And so they're true rebuild. They went for the quarterback this mm-hmm. past draft, and they're going to go for the offensive line in the next draft.
Well,
and
it's not mutually exclusive. Their cap situation, if you believe in it, and of course I don't, was such that you could have invested into Luminor or whoever else on the line
mm-hmm.
and guaranteed the crap out of it, pay him this year, and then the only reason you wouldn't do that is long-term punitive damages at the cap.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have that because you have so much space to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
You could have signed a guy and then gotten someone in the draft next year.
But do you believe what they say, and they said this around the time of the Calvin Ridley situation, that maybe some of the free agents that were out there, they felt like, not worth spending our money on.
So when you see
a guy like Brandon Ayuk, you're willing to spend money on him because you feel he's more valuable.
You also were willing to spend the money on Brandon Ayuk, and maybe the player wasn't willing to come here.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so you have to be aware that your only option may be building through the draft because you're not going to get guys. The big money free agent guys are not going to want to come here right now.
Or if that's the case, then why are they not starting the tackle they just drafted instead of Vidarian Lowe, who stinks?
Or you just go after another free agent and you see maybe the money will get that guy, like a CeeDee Lamb. Maybe the money will be enticing enough for a CeeDee Lamb to say, hey, I'd go to New England and play.
This is Cotto from Boston. What's up, Cotto?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So whoever's saying you don't know ball if you think that Drake May should be in is an asshat. That doesn't even make sense. Yesterday he came in and he did great. Obviously, you know, some things you got to work on, but he did great. Scored a touchdown and he was moving the ball. He could throw the ball great. That pass to Javon Baker that went deep, Baker dove and missed it. That was a great pass, and it just happened to not work out. But one question I have is, like, on the rookies, obviously the Drake May situation, but why are the rookie receivers not playing? Why is Tyquan Thornton in and Javon Baker is not in? Why is Jalen Polk not in? If every time they play, they're doing positive things. I just don't really understand that, and I don't get how you expect the offense to do well not putting your best talent out there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. They do have to make cuts. So
yeah, I think Tyquan Thornton is in it.
Is he on the bubble?
Yeah.
He should be.
I believe that is why you have that. Those guys are getting a last look to see if they're going to make the team. I think Tyquan Thornton is iffy, you know. At this time last year, what a coup. Bill gets Tyquan Thornton in the second round.
But
what a disaster.
I think you're not that team. Like, I don't think, I get what you're saying, Curtis. Like, all right, is this guy worth it? Should he be on the bubble? That's if you're a team that is already established at the wide receiver position. I feel like when I look at this team, you drafted Polk, Baker, you see Pop Douglas, you've seen a little bit of Keyshawn Booty.
Great catch. That was a bad pass by Drake May, but he bailed him out.
But I think this is a team where it's like, play the young guys, right? We're invested in young guys. Let's play them. These are the guys we know that we're going to have for the next couple of years. I think you kind of know what Tyquan Thornton is. You've seen enough of him in practice and games where you're like, is it worth it?
Curtis, sometimes you have to explain things very carefully to people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the Subaru of New England text line, you're being accused of lying about Bill's salary. You are not. You are aware that Bill's salary does not count against the cap.
Correct.
That's not what you were bringing up.
No. It's a budget. It's the way they approach their football operation. It's a pool of money.
It's money that Robert Kraft has to spend, and therefore he is not going to spend it when it comes to the salary cap on other players.
Correct.
That is what Curtis is
suggesting. I know it doesn't go against the cap, but I do know you're likely a moron, if that's how you heard it.
Wiggy.
Yes.
There are fireworks tonight in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah.
Would you like to join this texter on their boat?
Ooh.
You can DJ.
I can DJ? Yes. I get the aux?
Yes, you will be given the aux.
All right.
Do you have a specific boat playlist? Like, do you have Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation on there and Don't Tip the Boat Over?
No, I generally, when I take advantage of the aux, I generally see the vibe of the crowd.
Uh-huh, and then you go with that?
And then I go off of that.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So I kind of like, I like to give a little bit of old school, new school. I'm into, you know, maybe we get a little trappy in there, a little ratchet.
Yeah. What about Hot Stepper?
if we feel like we need to bring in more of like, you know, the Caribbean, Jamaican vibe.
Right. Right.
You know, so I kind of feel the vibe of the crowd.
Mood strikes. Do you do any boat breakdancing?
I can breakdance, but I leave everything's more ticking and robot.
Is Ray Gunn going to be the number one costume?
Oh, probably.
Could be good.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I don't do much floor work anymore. No real backspins or windmills. Well,
yeah. If there's a weekend to bring it back, Wiggs, it's on the vineyard.
Yeah, I go down, I might not come back up.
Football coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And we will be joined by Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots coming up at 9:30.
Drake, much has been said about you only got one series last week. How much are you looking forward to breaking down at least two quarters of game tape going forward?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think, you know, definitely some things I can clean up. You know, had some good things, had some bad plays. I said the drop snaps, you know, inexcusable for me. And other than that, probably just sometimes I feel like I'm scrambling when I can probably sit in there and hang on and try to make a throw. So definitely a lot of things to learn from. Good to get out there and, like you said, I get some tape to learn from. But other than that, you know, I thought for the guys fought. I think we played hard. You know, you can look at a lot of things, but the one thing you can't question is our effort, and that it really starts it all.
Drake May says he had some good plays and some bad plays.
Uh-huh.
Some that he would like to get a makeover on, Wiggy, I guess, but that's always the way it is.
And the great thing about, it's like I tell my kids, the great thing about football, and the same thing I would tell Drake May, is guess what? You have now another day to be able to learn from those mistakes and go out there and work on those things and get better. And he even said it himself. Learn from it, go from there. You can't do that if you're sitting behind holding a clipboard.
Right, watching somebody you're better than.
This is Tom from Connecticut. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How we doing, Greg? Love the show.
Thank you.
I'd like you guys to shed some light for me. Is this all on Wolf, Kraft, or the Cap situation? Because I'm just south of Springfield, and I also watch the Giants. And I look at their situation where the knock on Daniel Jones was always, he doesn't have an offensive line. He spent most of his time on the injured list, granted, but he did take them to the playoffs once. They went ahead and got Illuminor from the Raiders and Runyon from the Packers to shore up their offensive line. So things are looking up for that side of the fence. What's your opinion on it?
Well, it's not the cap. It's the desire not to spend, and it's the fact that they're paying $30 million for Bill Belichick to do nothing. That's all part of the package here. That Robert Kraft, like John Henry, did not think this was a team worthy of a massive investment, either in draft capital or in free agent spending.
But how do you explain the willingness to trade and make Brandon Ayuk one of the highest paid wide receivers?
It's sort of like when I go to dinner with my dad and I take my hand into my wallet and I bring out my card, I know he's not going to let me pay.
All right, so you don't believe that
See,
was real?
I don't buy that. I think Robert Kraft was willing to spend.
Why wait until now? Why not do it when free agency was going on?
I mean, I guess it was.
They don't have a tackle, Greg.
Yeah.
Left or right.
But is there intent to get one in the draft next season and think that they're going to end up, you know, once again with a top five pick? And so their true rebuild, they went for the quarterback this mm-hmm. past draft, and they're going to go for the offensive line in the next draft?
Well, it's not mutually exclusive. Their cap situation, if you believe in it, and of course I don't, was such that you could have invested into Luminor, whoever else on the line,
mm-hmm.
and guaranteed the crap out of it, pay him this year, and then the only reason you wouldn't do that is long-term punitive damages at the cap, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have that because you have so much space to do that now. Mm-hmm. You could have signed a guy and then gotten someone in the draft next year.
But do you believe what they say, and they said this around the time of the Calvin Ridley situation, that maybe some of the free agents that were out there, they felt like, not worth spending our money on. So when you see a guy like Brandon Ayuk, you're willing to spend money on him because you feel he's more valuable.
You also were willing to spend the money on Brandon Ayuk, and maybe the player wasn't willing to come here.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so you have to be aware that your only option may be building through the draft because you're not going to get guys. The big money free agent guys are not going to want to come here right now.
Or if that's the case, then why are they not starting the tackle they just drafted instead of Vedarian Lowe, who stinks?
Or you just go after another free agent and you see maybe the money will get that guy, like a CeeDee Lamb. Maybe the money will be enticing enough for a CeeDee Lamb to say, hey, I'd go to New England and play.
This is Cotto from Boston. What's up, Cotto?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So whoever's saying you don't know ball if you think that Drake May should be in is an asshat. That doesn't even make sense. Yesterday he came in and he did great. Obviously, you know, some things you got to work on, but he did great. Scored a touchdown and he was moving the ball. He could throw the ball great. That pass to Javon Baker that went deep, Baker dove and missed it. That was a great pass, and it just happened to not work out. But one question I have is, like, on the rookies, obviously the Drake May situation, but why are the rookie receivers not playing? Why is Tyquan Thornton in and Javon Baker's not in? Why is Jalen Polk not in? If every time they play, they're doing positive things. I just don't really understand that, and I don't get how you expect the offense to do well not putting your best talent out there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. They do have to make cuts. So
yeah, I think Tyquan Thornton is in it.
Is he on the bubble?
Yeah.
He should be.
I believe that is why you have that. Those guys are getting a last look to see if they're going to make the team. I think Tyquan Thornton is iffy, you know. At this time last year, what a coup. Bill gets Tyquan Thornton in the second round.
But
what a disaster.
I think you're not that team. Like, I don't think – I get what you're saying, Curtis. Like, all right, is this guy worth it? Should he be on the bubble? That's if you're a team that is already established at the wide receiver position. I feel like when I look at this team, you drafted Polk, Baker. You see Pop Douglas. You've seen a little bit of Keyshawn Booty.
Great catch. That was a bad pass by Drake May, but he bailed him out.
But I think this is a team where it's like, play the young guys, right? We're invested in young guys. Let's play them. These are the guys we know that we're going to have for the next couple of years. I think you kind of know what Tyquan Thornton is. You've seen enough of him in practice and games where you're like, is it worth it?
Curtis, I sometimes you have to explain things very carefully to people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the Subaru of New England text line, you're being accused of lying about Bill's salary. You are not. You are aware that Bill's salary does not count against the cap.
Correct.
That's not what you were bringing up.
No. It's a budget. It's the way they approach their football operation. It's a pool of money.
It's money that Robert Kraft has to spend, and therefore he is not going to spend it when it comes to the salary cap on other players.
Correct.
That is what Curtis is suggesting.
I know it doesn't go against the cap, but I do know you're likely a moron, if that's how you heard it.
Wiggy.
Yes.
There are fireworks tonight in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah.
Would you like to join this texter on their boat?
Ooh.
You can DJ.
I can DJ? Yes. I get the aux?
Yes, you will be given the aux.
All right.
How is your, do you have a specific boat playlist? Like, do you have Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation on there? And don't dip the boat over.
No, I generally, when I take advantage of the aux, I generally see the vibe of the crowd.
Uh-huh, and then you go with that?
And then I go off of that.
Okay.
You know, so I like to give a little bit of old school, new school. I'm into, you know, maybe we get a little trappy in there, a little ratchet.
What about Hot Stepper?
if we feel like we need to bring in more of, like, you know, the Caribbean, Jamaican vibe.
Right. Okay.
You know, so I kind of feel the vibe of the crowd.
Mood strikes. Do you do any boat breakdancing?
I can break dance, but I leave everything's more ticking and robot.
Is Ray Gunn going to be the number one costume?
Oh, probably.
Could be good.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. I don't. All right. I don't do much floor work anymore. No real backspins or windmills. Well,
if there's a weekend to bring it back, Wiggs, on the Vineyard.
Yeah, I go down. I might not come back up.
Football coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch, and we will be joined by Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots coming up at 9:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.